in depth now. UN Security Council approving its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the 8-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Brian Kilmeade going to be on that and other stories a little bit later this morning, starting at 10 o'clock. How do you see this whole thing playing out, Brian?
Well, I know it's chaotic with their government. Benny Gantz resigned. He's pressuring the defense minister to leave, too. Thankfully, Gallant is not. I mean, to leave in the middle of a war for political reasons. I'm not big into the parliamentary system. I'm no expert in it. But I would just say that now's not the time to be leaving the government. And I don't know why Anthony Blinken meets with a guy that just left the government. I mean, can you imagine I really can't do an analogy with our government because you don't just leave unless you are impeached. But I just find it seems like we're undermining, if it isn't Senator Schumer making a speech, Benny Gantz coming to visit on his own, Lapid coming to visit on his own to America, Netanyahu not being invited until July. It seems like we're trying to meddle in our allies' elections, political goings. I'm not comfortable with it. I mean, sometimes you hear about rumors about this, but it's so transparent, and I think it undermines everything at a time in which Israel needs to be on the same page. I am not big into this peace deal. I think Israel's got to finish the job. If these guys like Sinwar and others survive, they will be back, and will be back right here in 18 months only. They'll have better weapons, better game plans, and Iran will be stronger. Hezbollah has not stopped. So this is not something I'm looking forward to. I'm for Israel finishing the job.
Jurors are resuming deliberations in the federal gun case against Hunter Biden. How do you see this playing out?
Well, look, he's guilty. The question is the hometown jury going to say, yeah, he was on drugs, he's better now? I mean, the family, I give the family credit. They all show up, First Lady, on our bill, $345,000 on her private jet going back and forth from Europe to go attend her son's crack court. So where he's lied repeatedly and abused his family and cheated on his wife with his the widow of his deceased brother while doing crack with all types of horrible people. So they're sitting in the front row trying to intimidate the jury, you know, the best they can. Like most family members would like to say, hey, he did crack. He was addicted to multiple things. Now he's better. We know he's guilty. The question is, how guilty, and are people going to just say, you know what, I just can't do it. He's better now. That was him on drugs. He belongs in a drug court. And just remember how we got here. We got here because they did an investigation on the laptop, which they denied, which led them to international business deals that he never registers as a foreign agent. And when those statute of limitations were up, didn't come the gun charges. They cut a deal that was such a sweetheart deal that a judge, an independent judge, says, I can't sign off on this. This is ridiculous. At which time the deal collapses. A year later, we're here. So it's not like they're going after the president's son for gun charges. They were looking into a laptop he denied having. When they found out it was his, which we all knew, and the deals were existing, they said, well, I can't prosecute this. Because like Paul Manafort, who got solitary confinement for not registering as a foreign business dealer, now all of a sudden they're going for gun charges, which he's clearly guilty. They literally, Rich, they have the video of Haley Biden throwing the gun out in the dumpster. They have text messages of saying, I'm buying crack from Mookie. I'll see you later at the 7-Eleven. I mean, you can't script a better conviction than this, but I do look at it as a hometown jury. I don't care about Hunter Biden either way. I just care about what he was up to and how the president could be compromised and how many times he has lied to this point that we seem to be willing to accept.
All right, we'll be listening live and local. Brian Kilmeade, 10 until noon, and he's got a really interesting story and guest with Dana White from the Ultimate Fighting Championship and his path to success, how he has been able to sell out arena after arena for all these years, kind of the recipe to his success. It's coming up live with Brian Kilmeade starting at 10 o'clock, WOKV News Time, 617.